All right, you got a little time under your belt now with OTAs and, you know, a little time with this coaching staff. Just sort of your just overall impression so far from what you see and how that bodes for this team.
I like it. I like the direction we're headed. I like what we've been doing. We're working extremely hard. You know, it's obviously new. Everything's new, but I like some of the things that we're doing. I like the way that we go about our business, and I like how hard that we're working and how much preparation we're putting into to what we're getting ready to do.
What does it mean to you with this new coaching staff to have Bill Kolar there? In fact, I was with Coach O'Brien this weekend, and he said he came to you, and you were just a big proponent. I love this guy, and he's like, hey, if that's good enough for JJ, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, no, I obviously am very happy that Kolar is still on the staff. He's been with me my whole career now, and I'm very fortunate. He's a great coach, and sometimes you butt heads with him, but it's for the best. And he knows how to get the best out of his players. He knows how to get the information across to his players. And at the end of the day, I know that he's going to push me to be the best football player I can be.
What do you, either individually or as a team, learn from and take from 2-14?
You learn a lot. I mean, you went through situations. You go through, I can't say ups and downs. You go through a whole lot of downs. But you grow as a person, you grow as a player, and you move on. And I think that's the point we're at now, is we're at the move-on point. Really excited with the new staff, really excited about the direction we're headed, and we put that behind us. And we're definitely moving forward, and we're working extremely hard to make this season a whole lot of fun.
What's the best thing you've done this offseason?
My brothers and I took a trip to Europe. And for me, that was one of the best trips ever, because we've never gotten to take a trip, all three of us, just the three brothers. And our schedules lined up just right. And with them playing at Wisconsin, me playing in the NFL, it doesn't happen often. And so we got to go to Dublin, London, Paris, and Rome real early in the off season before I started my training and everything. And it was just a really special trip for all three of us to see some sights. And I mean, for us three, who are athletes who compete every day, to stand in the Coliseum and look around and just see the sights, it was truly incredible.
Anything stand out for you that was like your favorite stop, your favorite visit?
Definitely Rome. Just from the gladiator mentality, the Colosseum, the competition. Rome was one of the coolest cities. The history and the food sure as heck doesn't hurt either.
What's the best piece of advice you could give to some of these rookies coming in?
Keep your mouth shut and work your butt off. That's all I can say is honestly, the best way to gain respect is to work every single day and just keep your mouth shut. And if you're willing to show me that you're going to put in the time, effort to learn the playbook, you're willing to put in the time on the practice field, after practice, before practice, that's how you gain respect, and also that's how you get to be a great player. So I think that's what we've been preaching. I think a lot of them have been doing a great job of it.
Does it almost seem kind of surreal to you that, it just seems like yesterday that you were that rookie or that young guy, and now here you are, a veteran, one of the leaders on this team that kind of demand that respect and for them to show you some of those things?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's a whirlwind, that's for sure. And I think it's so easy for people to take things for granted. And, you know, just, it feels like just yesterday I was upstairs after draft day, and it was my first year, and now here I am going into my fourth year, and it's pretty insane. But when I think about things like that, it makes me take each day as it comes and never look too far forward, never look too far behind, just enjoy today, because you never know when it's going to end. And so I'm just literally trying to be the best player that I can be today, because someday this is all going to be over, and I want to enjoy it as long as I can.